Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God, and I want to welcome you to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with your brother, Moses Henry Jones. Well, today I'm going to read a portion of the open letter that I wrote to Mr. Jensen Franklin's church members. Jensen Franklin happens to pastor the Free Chapel churches there, and he has a number of campuses. And, you know, when I wrote the book, The Spirit of Python Dunce, which, by the way, if you haven't gotten a copy, you can do so. You can order your copy by going to the only place where you can order the book is our website, www.dailymannany.com. It's the only place where you can get the book, and it will be shipped to you immediately once you order. All proceeds of this book are being donated to missions, educational missions, the training of men and women for the gospel ministry. That's where all the money's going to go. I'm not going to receive a penny. But when I wrote this book, in fact, when I wrote the trilogy, I was thinking, well, I gotta approach Jensen Franklin. I got to share with him what's on my mind, and that's why I wrote him an open letter, which I read yesterday. That's also here on YouTube. The open letters on YouTube, just like this open letter to his church, will be on YouTube. Well, my brothers and sisters, I read yesterday the open letter to him, and today I'm going to read the open letter portion of it to his church. Now, I wanted to invite him to a series of debates. That's the purpose of my open letter to him. My purpose of the open letter to the church is to tell them to vet me. I want them to check out what's in my books. I want them to show me. I want them to approach this trilogy with an open mind, with an open Bible and with an open heart. I want them to read each book and tell me where I'm twisting the scriptures, where I am manipulating the text, where I'm not telling the truth. Because when I debate their pastor, I'm going to show them how in 18 chapters of his book, he wasn't telling the truth on any one of those pages, and there's 232 pages where he wasn't telling the truth. That's my purpose for writing them an open letter, to challenge them to read the trilogy with an open heart, an open mind, and of course, you got to have an open Bible. So, before I go into the actual reading, let me just play a little bit of Jensen Franklin here. And this is an infomercial that he did that in partnership with his publisher, Charisma House Book Group. And the people, by the way, who failed to vet Jensen Franklin's book, the people who were supposed to read the book and determine if it was worthy of going to press, these people failed the church. Charisma House Book Group failed in that they printed a book full of heresies and endorsed the book and laid out the money to, here's his little infomercial in which he partners with Charisma House Book Group. Here's Jensen Franklin.
Well, I'm very excited about this book for several reasons. It's really been a life message for me. I think that, you know, every minister and pastor finds that his ministry kind of evolves around several themes. And one of the themes that, that you know, God has given us is one about the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, how important the Holy Spirit is in our life. And the premise of the book is how that in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas are confronted with a woman who was possessed with a spirit that the Bible identifies the name of the spirit. It's the only time in the book of Acts that the name of an evil spirit is given. And it is the spirit of Python. And what was interesting to me is how that Python does not kill its victims with its bite or with its venom, but by squeezing the air or the breath out of them. Breath in the scripture represents the Holy Spirit, represents the presence of God. And so I see a parallel of how the enemy, our enemy, the devil, wants to wrap and coil himself around our lives individually and even corporately as churches and ministries and squeeze the anointing, the breath, the life of the Holy Spirit, where what we're doing is It's good work. It's ministry stuff, but it doesn't have any life in it. It's just ritual. It becomes religion without the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. Even a ministry without the presence of God and that breath is just ineffective ministry. And so,
well, the purpose of the Holy Spirit being in the church is to lead and guide the church to all truth. Not so that we can have Pentecostal experiences, and I happen to be Pentecostal. It's not so that we can speak in tongues and so that we can prophesy. It's not so that we can discern spirits or have a word of knowledge. That's not the main purpose of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will come, the other comforter, our helper, and he will lead us and guide us to all truth because he is called the Spirit of Truth. Well, let me read this open letter to Jensen Franklin's church members. I'm going to read the open letter is made up of six paragraphs. I'm going to read three today and then three tomorrow. And then let me start reading. To the members of the Free Chapel churches, and the reason why I address it to the Free Chapel churches is because the man has a number of campuses. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My purpose for writing this open letter is to challenge every member of the Free Chapel churches to be Berean-like in their approach to reading my trilogy. I welcome every bit of scrutiny, and I personally invite you to thoroughly vet everything I have written. Bereans are known for loving truth and seeking truth. Bereans have an uncanny ability to determine what rings true and what does not. To put it simply, you can't bamboozle a praying and studious Berean, and the scriptures are Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 11. Therefore, I encourage you all to be Berean in this hour when critical thinking is required. Paragraph 2. Pastor Jensen Franklin has written a book entitled The Spirit of Python, Exposing Satan's Plan to Squeeze the Life Out of You. In his book, Mr. Franklin claims that the Lord told him things I contend couldn't possibly be true, and teaches things about Satan I assert are totally unscriptural. All in all, Pastor Franklin's book is an imbecilic fairy tale, a smorgasbord of postulations bordering on the super ridiculous. For this reason, I have written a trilogy challenging and debunking every one of his unfounded claims. That's the end of the second paragraph. Now we're going to read the third and final paragraph. I'll read the other three tomorrow. I go on to say, I know you're in a tough spot. I know you love your pastor and that you want to defend his honor. However, defending someone's honor is one thing. Defending their distortions and their erroneous teachings is quite another. Error is error, and it cannot and should not be defended simply because you love someone. Wrong is wrong, and in moments like these, we need to be both biblical and rational. We cannot wear our emotions on our sleeves. Let me remind everyone that we owe our total allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. End of quote. It could also be said, he that loveth his pastor more than Christ is not worthy of Christ. Will you put the interest and honor of your pastor above the interest and honor of Christ? If you do, you will be guilty of loving Jensen Franklin more than him who bled and died on a rugged cross that you might have eternal life. So I'm halfway through. I am halfway through this open letter. I'll come back, read the second half tomorrow. Love you much in Jesus. Much to think about. Order your copy of the book. God bless you.